you sign up for the Senior Bowl, you show up, and you perform. And I have a lot of respect for the players that followed through with their commitment in terms of coming down here. Because every player has done enough, quite frankly. Every one of them's done enough that they could move on without the Reese's Senior Bowl, and yet we have players calling me and texting me and agents right up to now and through the week. Hey, if you have an opening, love to get my guy in. So it's very relevant. It's a tremendous place on the timeline of the NFL draft, and we try to orchestrate everything as close to NFL standards as we can, even putting the rosters together, because as I said when I got here in June of 2012, we wanted to try to replicate what an NFL team would do in terms of building a watch list over the summer and then going out and looking at the players in person. So we really hustled during the fall, and I appreciate each of you coming here and writing about and talking about the Reese's Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. So I appreciate that a lot. I met with the players last night and then again this afternoon. They arrived really in two different groups and just told them, look, you know, we feel like we're offering a gift here, a gift to showcase yourself, to build your brand starting today. And the exposure that these players get to all 32 teams, the media, the opportunity to do the community service. I mean, this is a tremendous run-through for a player before he ever gets to the combine, before he ever gets to a real team after the draft. And the thing that I've really noticed over the last couple years is that when I go to the combine, the players that have gone through Senior Bowl week really have an understanding of, you know, these are the questions I'm going to be asked. They don't seem overwhelmed by all of this out in that lobby. And you can imagine as a 22-year-old, you walk through that lobby the first time and everyone's pulling at you. So by the time they get to the combine after going through this trial run, so to speak, they seem to be a lot more at ease and understand what this pre-draft run-up is going to entail. It's all about competition. We talk to the players a lot about competition, the idea of coming in and trying to compete against other people at your position that will be across the line from you. And, you know, I tweeted last night during the Seahawks-Green Bay game, Pete Carroll's either going to be competing in the Super Bowl or he's going to be playing basketball over lunch at the downtown Mobile YMCA. And that is something that permeates throughout the league. So the competition and then the connections. That's something that is an untold story about the Senior Bowl, is that you're going to be interviewed by scouts and directors and assistant coaches and coordinators, and it's important because 3 or 4 years from now, those same people might be head coaches or general managers, so that first impression that a player makes here can go so far in terms of the off-the-field personality and how the club thinks that the player can fit into their team. And then, of course, it's the last opportunity for them to play football. So it's a lasting impression in terms of going into the combine and the pro days and the organizational visits that will take place over the next 3 or 4 months. Well, I think it's the greatest job fair in the football world when you really think about it. 110 players, 32 teams, you're not going to have that ratio at any other point in your entire career. So you can make some hay here, absolutely. And, you know, I've said all along since I got here in June of 2012, look, the only players that hurt themselves by coming to the Senior Bowl are those that didn't belong and were going to be found out anyway. If you really belong in the NFL, then you're going to show up and you're going to play and you're going to do well here. You know, last year Logan Thomas was here from Virginia Tech. He did not have a very good week on the field, not impressive at all. He still went in the fourth round. He still went in the fourth round as a quarterback in the NFL draft over a number of quarterbacks that weren't here for different reasons. But the real advantage for the Titans and the Jaguars is the fact that they're with these players behind the scenes in the dining area, players' lounge. In the meetings themselves, they get a chance to hear the kids ask certain questions. You know, how are they learning and picking up? And, you know, what kind of concept do they have? What kind of football concepts do they have? And have they been taught so far? So it's a real plus for the two teams that coach the game, I think.